Welcome back to the program. Evan Bray on this Tuesday morning. So we just had an hour-long conversation on youth unemployment rates and how tough it is for youth to find jobs. We've actually got a couple of segments coming up here now that lean into that very differently. The one at the bottom of the hour is putting a spotlight on a school division that was in our province that was recently given accolades for some programming that it does with regard to agriculture. So it's building agriculture into the curriculum because, of course, in our province, that's a big part of industry in our province. And so they've had some great success with that. And I look forward to that conversation coming up at 11:30. But right now, you know, if we're talking about unemployment, youth unemployment or just unemployment in general, what if, picture this, what if you could get paid to do the dishes in your home, to fold laundry in your home? Artificial intelligence and robotics companies are racing right now to train their robots to do household tasks. But of course, they need training first. So companies are using everyday people, getting them to film themselves, if you will, doing these everyday chores. I was reading this article in Business Insider about a week and a half ago, and I thought, this is too good not to have a deeper conversation on the air. Charles Rollet is a tech correspondent with Business Insider, and we get him in his office in the Bay Area today. Charles, thanks so much for taking our call.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So tell me about this trend. When did you first hear about this trend, the notion of companies paying people to film themselves doing chores?
Well, I've been covering the rise of AI training startups in San Francisco and the Bay Area. And one of the CEOs of these companies told me basically that his company was seeing a rise of demand from robotics companies. And AI training is a sector that's really hot right now. It's very new. Basically, what they do is they help companies like OpenAI train their chatbots like ChatGPT. But for robotics companies, they don't have the same amount of data that these chatbot companies have. So, yeah, the CEO told me, like, you know, I'm hiring people, you know, basically on a freelance basis, like gig work, and paying them, you know, up to $50 an hour to film laundry, like load the dishwasher, make espresso. And so I decided to write an article about it because I would love to get paid to fold my lunch.
Well, do you have a sense, Charles, of how widespread this practice is now? And maybe is this something that we're going to see grow exponentially in the days and years ahead?
I think it will grow exponentially. Yeah, it's still very early. So I don't think there's like a ton of people doing this kind of work, but I think it'll grow massively because venture capitalists, investors are pouring billions of dollars into robotics. It's supposed to be the next big wave of artificial intelligence after things like ChatGPT. And the problem is there just really isn't much good data for how it is to actually, you know, fold laundry. It's actually kind of complicated if you really think about it. And so, yeah, I expect this field to keep booming. Right now, I don't have a great sense that, you know, I think there are definitely people who do this for a freelance basis, but I think it will grow further for sure.
Can you walk us through a little bit why robotics companies would need this kind of real-world video data rather than maybe simulations or even just relying on existing video that's out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the problem is that there is a lot of video, like, you know, on YouTube, for example, of like people cooking or even folding laundry, but the quality is the problem. Like the video can be shaky. You know, maybe people are folding laundry in unusual ways, and like, so what you really need is data sets of really high quality data of people doing things correctly, you know? And a lot of people also on YouTube probably fold laundry the wrong way. So you want someone, you kind of want like a perfect version of these basic household tasks. And when it comes to those data sets, they're really hard to come by. People in the industry told me like, there's basically only one or two of these data sets out there, and they only have a couple thousand hours, which to me sounded like a lot, but actually apparently for these powerful AI systems, a couple thousand hours is really nothing. Like you want many, many, many hundreds of thousands or even more hours of training data. So yeah, that's led to this boom in demand for that kind of thing.
Charles Rollet is my guest, a tech correspondent with Business Insider. I was reading the article in Business Insider. In fact, I think the title was something like, you can get paid to fold your laundry as long as you're willing to film it. I know in the report you talked about pay ranges, $25-$50 an hour for basic tasks, but maybe even up to $150 an hour for more complex ones. Can you give us a sense of, we've been talking about folding laundry, but what type of chores are we talking about?
I think the first step is definitely basic household chores, because there are quite a few startups that are trying to build what they call humanoid robots. So this is kind of like classic sci-fi vision of a robot that looks like a human that helps you around the home. But there's also demand for much more technical tasks, so like things like manufacturing and even surgical work. So one CEO of one of these startups that provides the services told me, like, you know, you could get paid up to $150 an hour for filming tasks or like submitting footage of very technical tasks like operating surgical equipment. So I think the first step is the household tasks. And that's, you know, definitely relatable to most people, but I think it's going to expand further and further into more technical things like operating machinery, equipment, et cetera.
You know, Charles, as you report on tech and tech advancements all the time through your role at Business Insider, but what are the markets going to look like for this? So, you know, if I'm thinking about robotics being able to work on, for example, an assembly line in a factory, that's happening right now. Surgeries, I think we can probably think of those examples. Is the day going to be here where markets are available for people to bring robotics into their home to do some of these chores? Is there going to be a market for that?
I mean, that's the trillion-dollar question, right? I think there are, if you talk to CEOs and people in Silicon Valley, they're super optimistic. They think within 5 years, there'll be a robot in, you know, at least 1 in 10 households doing this kind of work. And they think, you know, the boom in AI will reach robotics very soon. However, there are skeptics out there, including robotics experts, who think this is way too early. And things like dexterity are actually quite hard to teach physical products like robots. So I think it's an open question, but that's not stopping anyone in Silicon Valley from, yeah, pouring billions of dollars into these companies.
How are they recruiting participants, Charles?
Basically, they're recruiting participants by posting ads on the internet. I mean, it's a bit like gig work and similar to platforms like Fiverr and paying people by the hour. And I even spoke to one startup founder who resorted to posting ads on Craigslist to have people do things like cooking dinner and submitting video of that because he couldn't find enough high-quality data for his robotic startup.
Hmm. Charles Rollet is my guest. Tech correspondent, Business Insider, and the story we're talking about today is the article, You Can Now Get Paid to Fold Your Laundry As Long As You're Willing to Film It. This is AI startups paying people to film themselves doing basic everyday chores so robots can learn from this. As we end our conversation today, Charles, what are the things that are surprising you from the reporting you've done? And what is your vision of how quickly this is going to grow and expand?
I think what surprised me is the unconventional ways robotics companies are getting this training data. There's already, as I wrote in my article, this growing industry of paying people to film themselves doing tasks. But there's also other ways companies are doing it. For example, one of the big humanoid robotics startups is actually selling their humanoid robot to people now, and it's not autonomous, meaning the robot is actually operated by a human, but the goal of putting those robots into people's households is to get the training data so that eventually they can be fully independent. They don't need what they call a teleoperator, which means like a human controlling it like a video game. So yeah, there's all these kinds of weird partnerships and ideas out there to get hands on, you know, high quality data to build like the best robot. And it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's obviously a growing and emerging field. And any thoughts on, you know, you will talk about the companies and their thoughts and expectations. How practical is this in terms of rolling out into households in the near future, Charles?
I think it's still to be seen. I mean, like I said, the Silicon Valley people are very bullish on this, and that's fine. That's their job, to promote their companies and themselves. But the truth is, there hasn't been a real humanoid robot that's fully independent yet, and there are like substantial risks. I mean, these products are quite heavy, and for example, a big risk is that they can basically topple or fall onto something. You can imagine if one falling onto a child, that would be a big problem. So yeah, like it's still very early days, but I do think with companies, for example, Tesla, you know, is trying to build a humanoid robot and selling it as well. So I think it's frankly, it's too early to tell whether this will be a success or not, but we'll see.
Charles, I've appreciated having you on the program, and we will watch this very closely. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
That's Charles Rollet joining us from the Bay Area. He's a tech correspondent for Business Insider. And again, the notion is that you get paid to film yourself doing everyday tasks, shoveling snow in your driveway, folding laundry in your home. Someone online suggested stacking the dishwasher with dirty dishes. You do it, you film yourself. And the company pays you because they're using your data, your video, to help train robots, essentially, AI robotics, how to simulate that. And that, of course, becomes marketed into the real world. It's an interesting story. It's some people on the text line suggesting this is the sad reality that we're in today. How do you see this? 1-877-332-8255. Would you film yourself? Would you video record yourself doing these tasks if you could make a bit of money doing it? In fact, I'll go to the phone lines and take a couple of texts when we come back here on 650 CKOM 980 CJME.